It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, on today's Something Major, we're recapping round of 16 results. We are also bringing on Pedro Martinez, friend of the pod. We made fun of him a couple weeks ago for we picked him on Jack's team, not thinking he wouldn't do well at Wimbledon. Here we are. He popped a third round, so we got Pedro coming on. So let's get to it. All right, everyone, welcome back. Two-man show again. I got Steve Johnson, Charlie Fox, the team at SIFT, and myself. I'm fresh off the ESPN desk. That's why I'm dressed like this.
I feel
Stevie,
underdressed.
You should have put a suit on.
I could do that. I feel underdressed. That's for sure.
I could wait. If you want to go put a suit on right now, I'll wait 10 minutes.
I'm not going to do that.
Actually, yeah, don't do that. I already told you. I was going to say, guess what I just ran into.
I know. And I heard you got nervous. For all the listeners of Nothing Major Nation, it's kind of a bummer for us.
ESPN desk, run out Wimbledon, run into Roger Federer. Little small talk. I was going to ask him about the pod, and then I got nervous. I was going to be like, do you listen? Have you ever listened? Have you seen a clip? You think he's seen a clip?
I think he's definitely seen a clip. And I think he would have said yes to be polite because he's like the nicest man on planet Earth. But ultimately, don't know if we're a big enough platform quite yet. We got to work our way there.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't going to ask him to come on. I would just honestly want to be like, have you seen? He's got Instagram, but I got tight. But he's going to be here for a few more days. So if we overlap again, I'm not going to promise I'm going to ask him. I'll probably get nervous again.
How smooth is that guy?
I mean, he's got the suit on. He looked 10 times better than I did.
You look way better than you, no offense. And you look great.
Yeah. No, he's just rolling through Wimbledon, just life is good. Anyway, it was cool. Anytime you get to see Fed, it's just like a good day. You can be having the worst day ever. You bump into Roger. Life is good. Also, big day. Before we get into results, we got a lot of things to cover. James Blake and I have a big match tomorrow. We're playing in the Legends. We play Jeremy Chardy and Bruno Suarez. James and I haven't hit a ball since we've been here.
I feel like you're the underdog in that.
I feel like it too, but we'll see. I heard Chardy can't move.
Can you move?
I can. I think, I don't know. I'm gonna.
Can James move?
You know what's embarrassing? I think I'm gonna get my ankles taped before I play tomorrow in the locker room.
Oh, dude, that's a tough look.
Is that a tough look?
You got to go to like a Rangy and get them taped, and then like come back.
I was gonna go main lock. We get access to main locker room.
Oh no!
Can I not do that?
Yeah, I think you should do it for content's sake. You know.
I honestly don't want to twist my ankle. I don't want to twist my ankle on the Legends court.
Go back to the ankle braces.
I don't want to wear those either. I brought them. I'm too embarrassed to wear those, so I feel like if I tape, it hides it. Either way, bad look. Are we just talking about this? They got this like Discovery Plus thing. Kyrgios, Coco, Vandeweghe, and Dan Evans. You can watch the Wimbledon final with them, and it's kind of like the Manning simulcast, I guess. Is that what it
is? Yeah, I guess that would be the best way to describe it. Just a different way for viewers to watch, I guess.
Yeah, that doesn't interest me that much. I'm a viewer.
It doesn't for Wimbledon. Honestly. It doesn't for Wimbledon. It just feels like Wimbledon, we've talked about it here. It just feels very proper, very, you know, very, very just proper. You know, it doesn't feel like it needs the secondary silly cast as, you know, I think it could work for like the US Open or what you guys did for TNT, having, you know, Johnny Mac and Pat do it like on the other channels and stuff for a while and kind of bop around. I feel like it works better there. Wimbledon, I just feel like you're Fowler, you're McEnroes, you're the Cahills, you're whoever, like in the bunker, taking care of business.
Yeah. Six Kings Slam is back with the top six guys. Sinner, Alcaraz, Zverev, Draper, Fritz, Joker, Same as this year, 1.5 million to show, bonus 6 million for the winner. That is so freaking cool. I'm jealous. I was never top six, neither were you. So I'm like,
no,
we weren't going to get the invite, but pretty cool still.
Yeah, for sure. To have those guys play in one event, like for a lot of money, you know they're going to be out there playing for it. They did it last year. You get the best talent in the world for 3 days to play, you know, 6-7 matches, whatever it's going to be total. What more could you want?
Yeah. It was Sinner Alcaraz this year for 7.5 million total.
Yep.
That's good. Biggest news of the week, though, is our pod member, Jack Sock, making his return to the tennis court next week at the Newport Rhode Island Challenger. So Newport used to be a tour event after Wimbledon. It's now a challenger. He's playing doubles with Bill Ackman, the 59-year-old hedge fund CEO of Pershing Square. And they play Bernard Tomic and his partner. First round. They maybe have a chance. They're playing Tomic.
Yeah. When Jack sent us that text either yesterday or the day before, I was thinking to myself, that's the greatest draw you can get because they could easily not try. Like Bernie could just go out there and just be like, not today, and completely tank. I looked at the draw since, just to look at the names. Every other team like is there to win and compete from first to last ball. You know what I mean? You feel like, but with Bernie, you just never know what you're going to get. We've seen it a million times. He just plays a couple games and just stops. So I think Jack actually has like a halfway decent chance. Maybe.
Jack's got to suck at tennis right now too, though. Like, I mean, and Bill, look, compared to the other guys, he sucks. Like,
I know. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't know. I think it'll be fun to see. I hope I can stream it. I want to say they'll play Wednesday.
I think they'll be
from
on
what
Saturday.
I'm gathering. Or what day? Yeah. So I'd love to stream it if it's on, you know, tennis TV or live, you know, wherever they have it on. So I'm going to watch if I can.
Yeah. We got a visitor.
Surprise guest.
Oh my God.
What's up, JS?
You guys remember this place?
Hotel Viking?
This would be the Hotel Viking, yes.
All right, we got Jack joining via FaceTime. Give us the rundown. You've got your big match coming up in like two. Will you play Wednesday?
Yeah, I've never heard. They said the supervisor, which I forgot there's supervisors and everything, these tournaments, they said because the other guys play Tuesday, we cannot play doubles Tuesday. So apparently we play Wednesday, which I've never heard of. But
can we get like a little rundown? How's practice? How's your game? How's Bill's game? Are you guys confident?
You playing the deuce?
I'm gonna take the ad on this one. You know, okay. I'm gonna take the ad this event. Bill said he usually plays the ad, but he said he would leave it up to me, see what side I want to play. So I'm gonna take the ad this one. And you know what? We've got a couple of great days of practice. We were in the Hamptons over the weekend at his house. We practiced on grass a few days, practiced on clay once, which was interesting. And
All right.
And we came over to Newport yesterday afternoon. Got a nice hit in last night, a little tickle, and been raining on and off all day. So we have a little evening practice tonight. He has two coaches and a practice partner as well here. So we got two guys we'll play against just in house. So nobody, none of the other competition sees us. Sees what we're up to.
Was Bill there like 2 weeks ago for like the Advisors Cup or whatever they call it? So he's gotten some reps on those courts.
Finance Cup. He was here. He lost in the final, I guess, in a heartbreaker. It rained, went indoors, and he lost. I will say, Newport courts for you guys, since you're familiar, they are like bouncing high and
they're much better.
Not the Newport remember. Yeah. Even now, crazy.
Yeah.
But
the tournament's so good.
It's so
the
good.
Town, I'm that town
sad that 250's gone. Honestly, like, but
yeah.
All right, it is what it is,
well, just to let you know, like the buzz of your wild card with Bill Wimbledon, like word has gotten around. People are excited.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Did the ESPN green room? Like we have a dedicated TV up on the wall, like getting ready to stream it on Wednesday.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Like we're fired.
That's great.
Up.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see which Bernard Thomas shows up, and kind of go from there. But. Honestly, for not playing a whole lot, as you guys know, the serve feels weirdly good.
Are you using a BAB?
Yeah, I had the American flag BAB. Had to bring it out for 4th of
July.
Strong
at like 37?
39.
Well, that's tight, I feel like.
just because of the grass, I gotta like get the ball down a little bit. 39, some Lux rough. I had to go buy string. Haven't bought string in I don't know how long. And bought string and turner grip. it's all full circle. But we're here. We're gonna give our best effort on Wednesday. Bill's fired up. I'm fired up. Can't believe I'm playing another tournament. But here we are.
Dude, good. We're obviously cheering for you. But like people over in London cheering for you guys. Like word is buzzing around. We want a W.
All right, pray for us.
So, all right, good luck.
All right, appreciate y'all.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, see ya.
All right, we'll see you guys.
All right, let's move on to Wimbledon. Did you see what just happened to Dimitrov? Sinner beats Dimitrov. Dimitrov up two sets to love and 2-2 in the third. It looked, he hurt his pec. I don't know what it was, but it didn't look good.
I'm gutted. For him.
Dimitrov looked like he was, I mean, I don't know if he was going to beat Sinner. He's up two sets to love, and he was playing like old school Dimitrov.
He was playing great. Gosh. And the biggest thing, I mean, if you want to talk tennis just for 30 seconds, the most important thing for him that nobody else has done against Sinner really is get out to early leads. It's a lot, I would assume it would be a lot easier for, you know, Grigor breaks first game in both sets, kind of gets out to a lead, right? The confidence is there. I mean, we've seen those clips on Instagram and X now of basically these guys playing 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes before they win their first game against Sinner. And at that point, your belief is gone. So, but ultimately, I'm gutted for Grigor. He's one of the best guys on tour. This is the fifth slam in a row he's retired.
Yeah.
And
this one's the worst.
This one hurts, right? Like, chance for a quarter, getting back to where he has been for most of his career, and hard to watch. You know, it's really hard to watch because he's a joy to have out there. The way he plays, his personality, his just gift of tennis is fun to watch.
Yeah, hopefully he's back. But Sinner advances, and he is going to play Ben Shelton. Shelton beat Sonego. I actually called that match. Semi-straightforward. Ben lost the first set 3-6. There was like zero energy. I feel like if Ben, we had him on the desk, ESPN desk after, and I asked him, like, do you look for like a big shot or something to like spark your energy? And he's like, yeah, I do. And the first set didn't have that, maybe mostly because Sonego served at like 80%. But like once Ben in the second set, like he gave one of those big come ons and hit like a winner, you're like, all right, I feel like he's going to take him out now. And he did 6-1, 7-6, 7-5 after that, but it didn't feel that close to me.
You want to know how I feel bad for Sonny the King here? He's lost to Ben in all three slams now so far this year. Quarters of Australia, first round of the French, fourth round here. So I'm excited to see what round they play at the U.S. Open. Maybe Sonny the King can kind of get hit a little revenge, but that's bad luck.
I'm going from memory. This could not be true what I'm saying. I think I saw that's the first time two guys that like weren't like top 10 players, and Shelton is now, but he wasn't in the previous two, played each other in like three consecutive slams. Like, you know, because yeah. You get like Fed Djokovic.
Yeah, of course.
You know, or Fed Nadal. But
that wouldn't surprise me.
That never happens.
But I feel, I mean, look, bummer for Lorenzo. I mean, a guy came out and played really good in the first.
Can Ben win this tournament?
I mean, technically, yes.
He's got to be, you know, most likely Sinner, Djokovic, nope. Alcaraz.
So, I mean, technically, yes, he can win this tournament.
Technically, he can. Very true. That's a tall mountain to climb.
That is a tall mountain to climb just because what he does best is overpower guys, and you can't do that to those three guys, right? Like, you can't hit through Sinner. I mean, the guy's got insane returns. You can't hit through Novak, and you're not hitting through Carlos. So that is the hard part to do that, and he's going to have to do it, you know, to win nine sets and probably play more than that on a way to a title.
Yeah, but man, if there's a guy that's got a big game, it's him. Djokovic takes out...
But at least his sister got an extra week off, you know? He played the crowd.
Dude, on the desk today, his sister went into the Morgan Stanley office today prior to the match.
Oh, no way.
In London. Like, she got time off, but, like, was still in the office today.
That's incredible. But good on Ben to get her some time off, at least, we think.
Like, good on her for, like, going to the office, but I'm also like, she can get the full...
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Day off, but pretty cool. Djokovic taking out Demonure. How do you say his name? Like, do we know how to say his name? Alex. All right. Djokovic beats Alex. 1-6, 4-4, and 4. But this felt really tight to me. Did it feel tight to you?
This was tight. This was like juicy because, I mean, watching it this morning, the first set Novak just kind of took just a bad set, right? Like just a horrible set. Like it was quick. It was painful for Novak. Not that painful. 6-1 kind of got it out of his system. But second set was up a break, got back on serve. There was a lot of like, he had a 20-minute game, I think, second service game in the second, if I'm not mistaken now, got broken. And then, you know, he kind of gets through that set and all of a sudden you feel like, all right, like he's going to gain momentum. He's going to kind of keep building. Third set, gets another 6-4, not his cleanest stuff. And you're like, okay, like he's going to figure it out. He's going to win this in four. Ultimately, he did. But when you're down 1-4, break point, and then win five straight games, like that doesn't happen all the time. I mean,
The four set.
I mean, he was down. Like, you're like, okay, like we're going to get to a fifth here. And then he won 12 of 13 points in a row or 13 of 14, something like that in that stretch. And it was just like, you take a 2-minute break from watching the match. You're like, oh, it's 4-all. Like, what just happened? Like, Novak just goes into lockdown mode and just why he's the most accomplished tennis player of all time.
He's still got another gear. Kobali beats Cilic. We don't need to spend that much time on this one. This was probably the most boring of the round of 16 matches. Kobali, though, takes out Marin Cilic. Kobali's good. He's good. Like, pound for pound, he packs a punch. He's going to be in the top 20. I don't know. I feel like that's all we need to talk about on that. Let's go to the other. Fritzy takes out Jordan Thompson. Again, this Fritzy needed this, maybe. 6-1, 3-0. He had played a ton of sets. He gets like a long break now.
Yeah, this is big for, I mean, since they've changed it to playing on Sunday, those guys who play on Monday have that little extra advantage because they will play their round of 16 on Sunday. And especially in Fritz's case, getting less than an hour basically out there. And now he's got basically kind of all day Sunday off, Monday, Tuesday. Like he's got a lot of time to get his, or does he play tomorrow?
Yeah, Fritz.
Yeah, I think
tomorrow.
He does play tomorrow. So he does win, he's going to get 2 days off at some point.
Yeah.
Right.
So
it's like
fine now.
It's going to be helpful for him. That's all he needed. Those five setters are so long ago for him. Doesn't matter. But good for Fritz to get through that one easy. And now let's play.
Yeah. Karen Khachanov beat Mirjacek.
You're really crushing that name. I think you got it. I think you got it down.
Don't need to spend a ton of time on that. 4-2 and 3. No offense to the guys that I'm skipping over right now, just they weren't as interesting of matches. Alcaraz taking out Rublev, 5-7, 3-4, and 4. I feel like Rublev came out, took that first set 7-5. Everyone's like, uh-oh, and Alcaraz just went, all right, everyone, shut up. And then just three straight sets. It was shot making after that.
Were you following that match? Like, I can't remember if you were calling it or if you were.
I kind of had it on in the background here and there. I didn't actually watch a ton of it.
There was the break point at 3-all in the third, 30-40. Alcaraz played a sick point with like a running forehand winner, like cross court.
Oh,
you just felt like
number
that
two
was
Sports Center plays of the week.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm watching that. I'm like, I watched that point. I'm like, it's over. Like, Carlos just got the crowd on his side.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he does. He's just an electric factory.
The sad thing, that was like a perfect point from Rublev. He's like, oh, that's like one of the best points I've ever played. And I lost the point.
And you just got absolutely pumped. And the crowd doesn't want you to win now. Nobody wants you to win. Carlos is just flying high. But yeah, I was like, that is, I mean, can you say vintage Carlos at like 21, 22 years old? I mean.
Like insane. Raducanu in the crowd watching. That's all I'm going to say. Just they're watching.
You just, I love it. I got gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
Double partners.
It is what
and
it
then,
is.
And then Cam Norrie beat Nicholas Jarry. I called that match. Norrie up 2 sets to love. Jarry comes back.
Match point in the third on his serve, right?
I was pissed. I was calling that match. I was like, all right, I'm going to make dinner at 7. That. And then, no, it's not what happened.
They surfed,
like,
I think, 6-5 in the breaker. And then 2.5 hours later, you're done.
Jarry like comes back, wins the third, wins the fourth, and then like loses his serve in the early in the fifth. Like, what are you doing, dude? Jarry's like tough. Like, he's erratic. He hits the crap out of the ball, but then he will miss balls by 12 feet. But then he connects, and you're like, this is the best play I've ever seen.
But that's kind of the issue, right? I mean, that's the issue with guys who are not making that next step consistently. Like, the consistency is not there. He has the game to beat these guys and to get to this point. He just can't do it day in and day out like some of the other guys.
All right, let's move over to the women's draw. We're going to talk about these. They're round of 16 matches, the ones that we know. Sabalenka defeated Mertens 4-6. Sabalenka, she's got to be the favorite at this point, right? In my mind, I have Sabalenka as the favorite, Świątek just behind her, and then everyone else is like equally the third favorite. You kind of agree with that analysis?
Yeah, I do agree with that. I mean, Sabalenka's just by name recognition and game and, you know, her aura about her of being, you know, a Grand Slam champion, eclipsing pretty much the last 12 months, 18 months, just infinitely better than the rest of the women on the WTA Tour. Like, I think she's going to get through Siegemann pretty easily unless she can craft her way into like grossing it up a little bit, you know, to a certain degree, because she's not going to out-hit Sabalenka in that one. But I would agree with you that Świątek is the second favorite. I don't know if Andreeva is quite there yet at the young age. Like, I don't know if she – I think you need reps in this situation to kind of get over that hump. But I feel like you guys don't agree with me on that. So we'll see.
No, we don't. Speaking of Andreeva, she took out Emma Navarro today. She looked pretty good, like pretty routinely. Like, what was the score on that?
Two and three.
But like, went up big in both sets, like early breaks. She looked good. Dude, did you see the final match point with Andreeva?
No, I missed it.
Dude, best thing ever. She wins the match. Didn't realize she forgot the score. So she's going back to get ready to return.
Those are always good.
What? And they're right at the net. But they're always good, but they're better when it's a round of 16 on center court at Wimbledon.
Roger did it once, I remember, in Halle. Like, guys do it every once in a while. It's pretty good.
Anamisova taking out Noskova. Anamisova's dangerous, as we know.
She's very dangerous.
And if she wins her quarterfinal and Sabalenka wins her quarterfinal, they'll play in the semifinal, and Anamisova is 5-3 against Sabalenka lifetime. So,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm with. I mean, they both kind of play the same way, right? Like, they want to control the baseline, hit through their opponent. So we'll see what, you know, that'll be best on best if they can both get there in a couple of days' time.
Pavlyuchenkova wins. She beat Cartel, the British girl. I like Cartel.
Yeah, I know. But did you, I mean, minus like the tennis portion of that, did you see like what happened with like the electronic line calling and
It went out for one point.
It was game point for Pavlyuchenkova in the second set. And the ball, like, it misses by, you know, 3-4 inches. And they're showing it on ESPN. You know, I'm watching from home, obviously. And in slow-mo, it's way out. Like, they're like, well, the electronic line calling didn't call it out. They call Hawkeye, right? The chair umpire's like trying to figure it out. Like, I don't get how they can't just see the replay. Like, we've watched it now 15 times at home. Just call in, like... They have, but I don't know if it, I guess it has to be from Hawkeye, or they can't just go off the video. That doesn't make any sense to me.
I think they said, I mean, it doesn't happen too often. It goes out, like, this is protocol. Like, regardless of how far out the ball is, we replay.
Which is crazy. And she ended up losing that game. That might have been the first set, actually, now that I think about it.
It was the first set. I don't remember.
It was the first set, like 4-3, something like that. She's a veteran. She kind of let it go. Like, that could easily side anyone in that situation.
We also got Bencic winning, 28 years old. She's a mom. So that's, she's kind of like on a resurgence. Good for her.
That's incredible.
She got it like on her like fifth or sixth match point. I was watching it. It was like a wild ending to that match. Świątek beats Towson. Świątek all of a sudden is like lights out on grass. I feel like she was awful on grass for 5 years, and like she maybe is like the best. Like Sabalenka is still probably the best, but like Świątek playing unreal. She figured it out.
I'm like thinking about this more and more now. Do you think? I think it's got to be extremely hard. I mean, you and I were really never in this situation, right? Only a few people are, where you're the favorite every week you go out there, every tournament you go out there, day in and day out. Everybody assumes you're going to win, and that has to wear on you over time. And she had won the French 4 times, 3 times in a row. Like she lost there. Like, you know, take a step back. I mean, and for her, a step back is she's the 8th seed here, right? Like that's not, we're not talking something crazy, but it's probably good, nice for her to fly under the radar to a certain degree and kind of just go about her tennis again, rather than deal with the expectation every single day, you know, in press, in media, on the practice courts, to be the number one player in the world. I feel like that has to weigh on you to a certain degree.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. She is looking really good. And then we got Samsonova beating Buzas. There's another, isn't it Buzas Mineras or something?
It's a double namer.
It's a double namer. But you don't want to play. You want to play a double namer on the grass.
You do want to play.
Yeah, but anyway, Samsonova, she's in on it. In on it? I don't even know what that means. She won. Let's long night again. All right, let's hit the quarterfinal predictions. I'm going to ask you who you like, and then I'm just going to agree or disagree with you afterwards.
I didn't do very well in the quarter or in the round of 16. I know that.
We're going to start with the men. Yannick Sinner against Ben Shelton. Who you got?
I'm going to go Sinner. And tough luck for Ben. This is his 5th quarterfinal. He's played the number 1 or 2 ranked guy every time.
I know. I agree with you. It's a tough one because Sinner can just like get the Ben's serve back in play and just pepper Ben's backhand on both sides.
And you know, just Sinner, you know, obviously not escaping this one, you know, by his own means, but he's gotten a couple tough sets out of his system, you know. Feel for Grigor, of course, but you're not going to see that slow of a start from Sinner in the next round.
Yeah, Sinner's going to get a stern talking to in the locker room tonight. He's going to get in trouble from Coach Cahill.
Maybe not Goran style.
And then just come out firing. Djokovic, Kibali.
Novak.
Just feels lopsided, doesn't it?
And if you're Novak, like you got to come out locked in and take care of business and save all that energy. Because you're going to have to conquer a couple big hills in the next 2 rounds.
Fritz against Khachanov. I just figured out this week it's Khachanov and not Khachanov. Who is winning that one?
I want to say Fritz, but Khachanov has a... He's beaten him twice.
2-0, head-to-head.
These are going to be two big boys striking the ball very clean off both wings from the baseline. This is going to be hard-hitting. I personally am hoping for the roof to be closed. That way, I can just hear the sound of the ball off both guys' rackets. But that's going to be a good one. I lean Fritz just because I just think he's just, I don't know, he's just not going to lose out there. He's just not going to lose. He's going to find a way.
He's going to will himself to the win. He's got too much confidence coming in. Agreed. Alcaraz versus hometown hero Cam Norrie.
I think there's only so much the home crowd can do in this one.
Over under on sets for Norrie is a half a set. Does he win a set?
How does that work?
I'm just saying, does Norrie win one set or not a set?
No, I don't think so. I think Carlos is now getting to the point where there's no longer mental walkabouts, right? Like, I think losing the set to Rublev, and now he's just like, okay, we're back. Go time. Quarterfinals. This is how I get another slam under my belt.
Alcaraz plays Norrie to play the winner of Fritz Khachanov. Just pencil Carlos into the final. Pen him into the final.
I'm sure that.
We'll revisit it. We got another show.
Look, that's good for me. I've got him winning, and I don't want to go shirtless on this podcast. So that's good for me. I'd like you to.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void
void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Pen him in.
All right, let's move over to the women. Sabalenka versus Siegemund.
Sabalenka, 99 and a half times out of 100.
All right, so you're saying there's a chance for Siegemund.
You know what? 99.9% chance. So yes, I am saying there's a chance, but it just got smaller.
It just got smaller the last 10 seconds. Agree with
for no
you.
No reason.
Anna Masova versus Polychenkova. Anna Masova, 3-0 head-to-head.
I'm going to go with Amanda in that one. Hopefully no champagne bottles are being uncorked during her matches so she won't be distracted like she was in the last round. And I think she's going to get through that one. And we're gonna see the Sabalenka and Asimova in a semi.
Yeah, I'm going. We're agreeing on all of these. Andreeva,
I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I like that.
Andreeva versus Bencic.
I'm going to go with Andreeva in that one.
Yeah, same. She looked great today.
She looked great.
Yeah. Just simple as that. She looks great.
Yep.
I don't think they've ever played. First meeting. And then finally, Iga Świątek versus Samsonova. Iga leads head-to-head 4-0.
Not only 4-0, but 8-0 in sets. I think we're going to see 10-0 in sets here. Iga, we just talked about it, flying under the radar to a certain degree, playing extremely well on the grass. So I like her to continue that fine form and make a semi at least.
We had so many upsets early, like we're done with those. I feel like we're just, like the upsets are done now.
Does feel that way.
But time will tell. All right, let's update the snake draft. In first place, you're looking at him, best dressed guy on the pod. I got 9 points. I have Djokovic left and that is it. That's okay. I need him to get a W. Isner in second place with 8 points, and he has Sinner and Khachanov. If Khachanov beats Fritz, like John's looking good.
But this, what was this for?
This is, I don't think we're betting. This is just pride. Jack has 6 points, but every one of his guys is out, and Stevie has 5 points, and you have Alcaraz. If Alcaraz wins, you're guaranteed to not get last.
I was playing with one hand tied behind my back, you know?
Yeah, and then the bracket challenge. This is one where we had like 4,000 people play. Here's the standings with this. And this is the one, whoever does the worst between the four of us has to do a shirtless episode. Jack's in not first, but for the four of us, Jack is in first. I am in second. Stevie is in third. And Isner is last. But it's very tight, the points. Like this, a lot can change here.
It's
Jackson first has Sinner winning. I'm in second. I have Djokovic winning. Stevie's in third has Alcaraz winning. Isner in fourth has Djokovic winning.
Yeah, if Novak loses almost, like John can't catch me, which is good. Yeah. But I don't know. This is going to come down to the wire. We're still too close. The finals is obviously, you know, weighted much heavier than the earlier round. So
it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. This is very exciting. On the pod right now, we have Pedro Martinez. So for those who weren't paying attention the last few episodes, we did a draft for Wimbledon. Stevie, myself, John, and Jack. Jack was not on the draft. So when we were picking teams, we were trying to give Jack a bad team, honestly. And one of the picks, we picked Pedro Martinez. And Pedro made the third round of Wimbledon. So first of all, apologies from all of us here on the pod. That was, we were wrong about you. Third round, you were a grass court player. And so please accept the apology on behalf of Stevie, myself, and everyone on the pod.
No worry, guys. It's fine.
And congrats on the third round. You ran into Sinner. After that,
I wouldn't pick me up anyway.
You wouldn't have picked you?
No, I would pick her walking.
First question I got for you. You just got back from Wimbledon. With all the upsets this year at Wimbledon, when you guys were in the locker room, was there like a certain buzz or kind of like, does it feel different in the locker room to you when a lot of the top seeds are losing in rounds one and two?
Actually, as you know, in Wimbledon, there are two lockers. One is for the seeded and one is for the non-seeded players. So I was upstairs and I was not watching them like very usually, only in the gym or in the warm-up area. But in the non-seeded locker, it was fun because you were watching the non-seeded guys beating the other ones.
So, you guys are having a party up there.
Yeah. It was not empty in the last days like it should be.
Yeah, it's nice in those upstairs locker rooms, you know, with the unseated guys. When you get a couple upsets, you feel like, you know, the little guy's getting a win out there. But congrats, yeah. Pedro. We knew you had it in you. We just probably thought your chances were better on the clay rather than the grass. But it's good because, look, when we predict things on this show, we generally get them completely wrong. So if we pick you, that's to do something, you know, to not be, you know, good on the grass. That's a good sign for you. And ultimately,
yeah,
no surprise. All my guys that I picked for my team are out in like round one. So
it's okay. As I told you, I wouldn't pick me up anyway.
You have a favorite thing about Wimbledon when you're like, you're there the last couple of weeks? Can you give people an idea of like what your favorite part of the tournament is?
I like when you were staying there and you watch everything around the I mean, every corner is perfect. Every man or woman who's working in the tournament is well dressed. I think you can only find all of these things in Wimbledon. Even the corridors until the center court from the locker is something totally different from other Grand Slam. So I think that's the thing that I like the most.
Yeah, and for you, Pedro, like kind of getting ready for the grass court events, you know, how do you transition yourself from going from the French Open? You know, I feel like you are a very comfortable player on the clay, translating your game to grass. And now I'm guessing, are you going back to clay in a couple of weeks to like Umag and Bustad?
Yes. If I'm fine from my shoulder, because I had a couple of problems in Wimbledon, I'll be playing Staden and Kitzur. But I'm a kind of player who likes to go a lot to the net, I think, even on clay or on hard. I don't have a big serve or a big weapon, but I like to go as much as I can to the net, and I think my backhand is pretty flat as well, so it can help me a bit to approach a bit more on grass, and that's what I'm trying. I try to don't play so much spin with the forehand like I do on clay, and to try to go to the net as much as I can.
Love it. All right. Final one for you. Give us your prediction. Who is winning Wimbledon? You going with your countryman?
Yes, I'll go with Carlos.
That's a problem. Yeah,
you could have done Carlos a favor, you know, a couple rounds ago. Maybe you give him the scouting report.
He told me. Make me one favor tomorrow.
He would have had you beaten Sinner, he would owe you like 100 dinners.
Yes, or more maybe.
It would just be a nice gift at Pedro's door, yes, for sure. Yes.
Yeah. I couldn't.
Amazing. All right, Pedro, thanks for stopping in again. Sorry that we made fun of you and for picking you. We're always cheering for you, though. Once you won that first round, we wanted you to win the tournament. So thanks for popping on, and good luck the next couple of weeks.
Thank you, guys.
Pedro, thanks, buddy.
Cool.
Cheers.
Pedro.
What a guy. All right, speaking of the bracket, little shout out, Jude_14 is the current leader. And Jude, I'm assuming that's this person's name, 7 of the 8 quarterfinalists they picked. The only one they missed was Kobali. And instead of Kobali, they had Bublik in that spot. But 7 of the 8.
That's incredible.
Jude_14, pretty good. Leader in the clubhouse with only, 4 or 5 matches left to go.
Good effort.
So really good. We'll see how that shakes out. How's Joey Donuts doing? Can we get a
looked it up. There's like a few of them on there that are like, one's Joey Donuts, one's like the real Joey Donuts. So I don't know if he's stacking the box here.
Imposter Joey Donuts?
I don't know. Or he's just adding in two draws. I don't know. This is interesting.
I don't care.
He's Donuts not fan, towards the top.
All right.
He's kind of with us.
Jude_14. Too good at the moment. All right. That's it. We'll be back in 2 days. We're on Instagram, TikTok, X, YouTube, at Nothing Major Show. Fire away your questions, comments. We're looking at them, reading them, getting ideas. And we'll see you guys in 2 days.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.